Yiraisa.
Zot Gemara. Today is on the top line of Vav Amud Aleph. We left off in the middle over here. The Gemara asked, according to the Shita that Aaron Ubanov got dressed up at the same time in the Avnet, he put them on both at the same time, as you see the Pasuk in Tetzaveh, the Pasuk in Tzav, which seems to say that the Avnet was done, Aaron put on the Avnet as he was getting dressed, and then the Bonov put on the Avnet as they were getting dressed. Omer Lochol, top line of Vav Amud Aleph, Hahu Avnita Shekoin Godo Loizahu Avnita Shekoin Hedge. That is coming to teach you a totally different halacha. But Etzim, like it says in Tetzaveh, and the actual way it was done, the Avnit, both Aaron and Ubanov together. Why in Tzav did it break it up? Just to tell you, they both have a different type of Avnit. The Avnit of the Kohen Gadol was made out of Klayim. The Avnit of the Kohen Hedgets were not made out of Klayim. Different Avnits, not the same Avnit. That's why the Pasuk in Tzav broke it up. Correct. So the Iker is like Pasha Tetzaveh. Why in Tzav the same? There's just to be Meram, is there's two different Avnits. I hear. Second line. Lamanda Omar, Aaron v'achkech bonov. According to the Shita, it was Aaron v'achkech bonov, like you saw in the Psukim of Tetzaveh, of Tzav. I have a hoksivich, a garto isom avned, Aaron v'bonov. What does he do with the passion Tetzaveh? He's going to tell you exactly the other way around. Hahu kamashmul avned shekoin hedjit, zehu is yeh, the avned de shekoin, kangado zehu avned de shekoin hedjit. V'yachro isom avned, v'yachro isom lo malishma, amino, Aaron v'achkech bonov. Now this shita is going to tell you, I know it's a very elongated lashon, there's a shita that takes out that last line, but this shita tells you all the way around. The ikur is like the parasha and parasha tzav. They're really the taka put on the avnet separately. As Aaron was getting dressed, he put on the avnet. As the bonav were getting dressed, he put on the avnet. Why is the pasuk in the tzav saying the avnet vayachkar usum avnet as if it's all done together? Not because it was actually done together, but to tell you, they wore the same avnet. The same avnet of the Kohen Gadol, that was the same type of avnet the Kohen Hedger wore, meaning, just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet was made out of klein, out of shatnez, so too the Kohen Hedger's avnet was made out of shatnez. Period. Just see the last line, then we'll stop for Rashi. Uvas achas mi mishkachas lo. Gemara is asking practically, what do you mean, bavas achas? Vayachar oisam Aaron Ubanov ba'avnet, bavas achas at one time? Is it possible to put the belt on five people at the exact same time? Can't be b'vasachas mamish. The Gemara lo tzricha da'aktim. It means you were makdim the other clothing. Oh, we really explain it like this. Doesn't mean literally you wrapped the belt around all five of them at the same time. It means in the order of the clothing, you did the avnei last, all the sons, all Aaron Ubanov all at the same time. You put on Aaron his mitznefes, his choshen, his ksoinis, his everything besides for the avnei. Then you put on the bonov, all of their shloish three begotten. Afterwards, bevas achas, you put the avnet. It doesn't mean literally bevas achas, you wound it around all five of them at the same time. It means without interruption of another baggage in the middle. That postures how we explained it earlier, but the Gemara over here is just clarifying that. It doesn't mean literally bevas achas, obviously. Zot Rashi, we are on the bottom line. I'm not sure. Did we do the other Rashis earlier? Yeah, we did. Man to Amar Aaron Ubanov bevas achas also bosa tzavah. He goes based on the tzavah into tzavah that it was at the same time. Ulekamim mevarish bevas achas mi mishkachas. Look, could you do it all physically at the exact same time? Top Rashi of Avam and Aleph. Amar lecha hahu avneta shekoyin gadol loyzehu avneta. Kloimar loyolam krodet tzavah davka bevas achas. Really, the pasuk of tzavah, the pasuk in the tzavah was davka. That it was done at the same time. Uvasiya de palginu, this that the pasuk by the asiya and tzav broke it up. The lamdenu was just coming to teach us a different halacha. She'in have nitim shofim was not the same avnit. She'nemer b'maisa avnit shekoyin godom. Ve'esar avnit sheish mozor techilz v'argomon. Lamanu shehusha klayim. The sheish kisno techilz imro. Right, the avnit of the Kohen Gadol, the pasuk says clearly, was made out of shatnez, wool and linen. The avnit habonim loypirish akosay ma'ahoyu, but the avnit of the Kohen Hedges, the pasuk doesn't speak out clearly. So was it the same avnit? What did it have shatnez in it? Or did it not have shatnez in it? It was not the same avni. The Kohen Gadol is the one who was Kohen, was a mixture of wool and linen. The one of the Kohen Hedger was not Kohen, was only Shabbuts, only of linen. And the other Shittis was Fakir. Zel Avneta, Kohen, Shneem Shabbuts, they both had Kohen. Can Moshe as a single person wrap the belt around five people at the same time? It means literally bevasachas. So the more no, doesn't mean literally bevasachas. That means one right after another. It was in one order, and they didn't put on another beged separating the avnet of Aaron with the avnet of the bonav. There was no other dressing begadim in the middle. Hilbish. You first dressed Aaron up in all of his begodim minus the avnit. And then the sons put on all their clothing minus the avnit. And then he took all the avnits and put on Aaron ubonov one after another without a hefsek of any other clothing being dressed up. As the pasuk says by the asiyin tetzave. So first got Aaron fully dressed up, including his avne. And afterwards, the kids of Aaron, Vayikivas bnei Aaron, Vayabishem Kesonis, Vayacharosam Avne. According to everyone, Aaron came before the kids. The question is, was the avnet of Aaron before the kids got dressed up at all, or the avnet of Aaron was only at the end together with the avnet of the kids? What were you asking, Elio? Moshe Benu was dressing up Aaron and Bonav. Yeah, correct. Okay, we are by the two dots on Vav and Aleph. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah said we're Mafrishin Kohen Gadol from his house for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Lama Mafrishin, why are we Mafrishin Kohen Gadol? For tomorrow, Lama Mafrishin, why are we Mafrishin Kohen Gadol? Kidu Karmina. No, we're asking the Mishnah. What's the why? Why are you Mafrishin Kohen Gadol?
Didn't we say the Mishnah why?
No, the Mishnah doesn't say
why.
Yeah. What? Okay, that's Gemara. I was going to ask that, but he says Mishnah, right?
It's
not
Shema Yerubayim, so.
Okay, that's true. I'm sorry. He's right. Shema Yerubayim, so. Okay. We'll explain. Why you mafresh him? Like we already explained, we just had a few blood. Either Rabbi Yochanan kide islay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he learned it out of the psukim of the Meluim. Either Eshlokesh kide islay, or like Eshlokesh, he learned it out of the psukim in from Har Sinai, from Matan Torah. Hachik Omer, mi beisay loma pirish. Why are we mafresh him? Mi beisay from his house. Meaning, fine, the Kohen Gadol has to go with the Lishkas Parhedrin, but why can't he go there with his wife? Why mi beisay? Mi beisay meaning from his wife. We separate him from his wife. Why? Why can't he go together with his wife into Lishkas Berhedrin? Like Rashi speaks out, Lishkas Berhedrin was not a Mokim Kodesh, obviously, because otherwise the Kohen Gadol couldn't stay there and live there and sleep there, whatever it is. Not sleep anyway, but. Zad Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro Oimer, Shema Timtze Ishtei Sofik Nido, V'yov Yolel. Maybe if the Kohen Gadol would be staying with his wife, maybe his wife would be a Sofik Nido, and the Kohen Gadol would live with his wife, who's a Sofik Nido, and then become Tamei, right? And become Tamei. Fetik Gemara, what? Stop. Otu Bereshi, Askinon. We're talking about a Rasha. The Kohen Gadol is going to go ahead and live with his wife, who's a Sofik Nido. That's also, you can't do that, so that can't be the case. Ella, Shema Yovei Alishtoi, maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to live with his wife. Vitimta Sofignida, and afterwards discover that she was a Sofignida, maybe she was a Nida. And what? And because, as we'll see, we're about to get involved in the Machlokes over here, but therefore the halacha is a man who lives with a Nida, or a Sofignida, is Tameh for 7 days. It's often a post. The post says it clearly. Post says, Vatahini Dosa Allah Vatameh Shivas Yam. A man who lives with a Nida is Tameh for 7 days. So it might come, if he doesn't have to separate from his wife, he's going to live with his wife. And we'll find out afterwards that she was a Nida, or possibly a Nida. It's going to come out that the Kohen Gadol is now Tameh. Therefore, he has to separate. So yes, of course, the Mekar is that the din of Prisha from Sinai, from Meluim. But why can't he bring his wife with him? His wife, he has to stay away from his wife because he can't live with his wife with the concern he might become Tomei Tumas Nida. Amru Rabbanu Kamed Rav Chisda, Kiman, who's this going like Rabbi Akiva? Does this Mishnah only stem like Rabbi Akiva? The Omer, Nida Metame is Boyalo. That a Nida is Metame Boyalo. Someone who lives, someone who's Boyal, someone who lives with a Nida, the husband becomes Tamei Limafreya. Right, the halacha is if a woman sees dam nida, now we machlekes, we'll see, but retroactively we say any tyrus that she touched in the past 24 hours is tameh. It's a shiloh. What about a husband? If she lived with her husband in the last 24 hours, do we also say she's metameh regarding the din tumah? She's metameh, but tumas nida, that husband, just like it's metameh any tyrus in the last 24 hours, is it metameh a husband who lived with her in the last 24 hours?
Every single husband would be tameh seven days. Potentially.
So do we say keman ki bekiva the omer nida matamas boyala? Di rabbanon, if you go to rabbanon, ha amri e nida matamas boyala. A nida is not matamas boyala, meaning retroactively, if you find a woman a nida or a suffix, find a woman a nida, and that was a suffix when that nida actually took place, right? Rabbanon said we don't go back retroactively and say in the last 24 hours, if she lived with her husband, the husband is tameh. So l'chayra, if you're telling me the concern over here is that the kohen gadol lived with his wife, and then the wife became a nida. And now the question is, was she a nida then when her husband lived with her or not? You're saying now the kohen gadol was tameh, and that's why he can't now serve in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. The chayra is only going like Rabbi Akiva. And for the Gemara, Amalu Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says no. And Fidu Temer Rabbonon, it could even shimot Rabbonon. Ad kan le pligi Rabbonon, le Rabbi Akiva, ela b'acher acher. Aval b'chad acher moidelei. Even Rabbonon who argued Rabbi Akiva, is only ba'achar achar. We'll see in Rashi, he's ma'arach on this exactly, but how soon after the husband living with this wife did she discover she's a nida? If it's an achar achar, it's like two periods after, that's when the Rabbanon argue and say, no, we don't retroactively say the husband is tameh tumas nida also. But the chad achar was only a singular achar, it was only one period. We'll see Rashi explains what these periods are. Only one period after, then even the Rabbanon's moida, that the husband also is tameh tumas nida. Let's see Rashi. Let's talk to Rashi. Ilu Rabbi Yochanan kide islay. But the Gemara is asking, what's the reason? What's the reason? Ilu Rabbi Yochanan kide islay. The Alav Mimiluim. Ilu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel kide islay. The Alav Misinai. Mi base.
You know what? Show, can you do me a favor? Am I getting messed up? Am I getting messed up? I forgot. Got it? Am I getting it?
May base a lawn pirish. May ish the lawn pirish. Tovi ish the imay shom. Why can't his wife come with him there? Shari al korch lish kas perhejan loy hoys the kedusha. Shain yeshiva bazar elamachavis david koshkin shiva. Hach garsin and tan abu misero oy mershem with him to ishtoi. Berishi askinosh yava sovenida. He's getting boil sovenida. Elo shem yava ishtoi achach tims sovenida. She tims a dam al hasodin shakon chaboy. He found dam on the sodin that she wiped with. Then you do it in bishas bia hoya bodam oy ze oy lachabia was a bishas bia achabia. O boil nida tamishiva sam. Some was boil nida. This time is 7 days. They also love him. They make him warm. He asked him to come to the mikdash on Yom Kippur. Keman ki bekiva the Amar Haroya dam betamis boyola. Lemafreya kol me isleis. The lemafreya all the last 24 hours. Kishem she gozu she metam tyrus me isleis lemafreya. Just like Chazal were going to that, it's metam any tyrus that she touched in the last 24 hours. Ubluktayim maseches nida perak kol yad. V'achi tenan derech benayis Yisrael meshamshes b'shnei edim with two aids, two cloths. Echel loyv echel lo, one for the man, one for the woman. Nimtza al shalom, if you find on his cloth, tameim shneim kol shiva, they're both tummy for 7 days. What devad al hayadam b'shas bia, obviously dam was there b'shas bia, in derech ish lot, it's men adam. Nimtza al shalom, shkoy, just give me a cup also, thank you. Nimtza al shalom, if you find it on hers, well, in the kitchen, shkoy. Nimtza al shalom, oisiyam, if you find on hers, oisiyam, v'hu loshim yad immediately, b'loshim yavani, shekonich b'shas prishas, yitzias hashamish miyad, tameim v'adai. Then for sure, if you find it immediately, she's for sure, they're for sure tom, even he's tom. Nimtza al achazman, if you don't find the achazman, kloimar, shehechika b'dika, tameim misofik. If the b'dika was a little bit afterwards, she's tom misofik. He's tom misofik also. The izu achazman, what's considered achazman? Kadesh teimen amita v'tadiach is b'nei shemato. After she should come off the bed and already wipe her lower area. The achach metame meis leis, and then she's tom she's metame retroactive meis leis. Ve'ena metame is boyla, but he's not tom in that case. V'achi perusha v'im yoisim mikar. Thank you very much. V'achi perusha v'im yoisim mikar. If it's more than that, she also lived like the achach bodko matzam harei kishar noshim. Then she's like any other woman, the Tamil Mafreya, Tyrus, or Meis Leis. And then she's matam lo mafreya, her tyrus that she touched from Israelis. Ve'ena matam is boyalo, but she's not matam of her boyalo, she's not matam of the husband. So it goes to Tumas me Israelis, then Tumas in Tumas boyalo. They were not goes to Tumas me Israelis regarding the boyalo, only regarding tyrus, kodshim, truma. Rebbe Kiva, oyma, af matam boyalo, she's even matam of boyalo. And for the Gemara, no, that's only, the machloik is only be'acher acher. Sheshoasa yoyser mi achersman, the double later time, that's when there's a machloik is. Shazman oisioim, this man is what we call oisioim, we saw in last Rashi. The achersman la'acher oisioim. Besoich kidei shetere v'tadiach. Oyerah!